All right, to wake up everybody who's asleep in the audience, here come the knee knockers from Nahanta, Georgia. Hooray for Georgia, doing the Grand Square Quadrille. And here's their leader, Cousin Lee Walker from Nahanta. And now Minstrel Mark begs your indulgence while he sings folk songs from Colorado.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be back with you all again, as usual, as always. And I want to say how grateful I am, too, to Cousin Gelman, Dr. Barnes, and all you folks for making it possible for me to come back. I noticed a little note in your programs this afternoon concerning the fact that we're going to be singing a couple of songs from Colorado. I should explain to you that out in Colorado, we have very little indigenous or native folk songs or folklore of any kind. When I'm doing a full dissertation on this subject, which I won't do this afternoon, I tell people that we could be compared in some small way with the United States in general, because our folklore in Colorado is a composite of folklore from all over the world. Now, two very contrasting songs, both of which I collected in Colorado from various people of various backgrounds. The first one is in the Ladino language. The Ladino language is the language of the Sephardic or Spanish Jewish people, who had a very flourishing civilization in Spain from approximately 900 until about 1400. They developed a language of their own in that country, which is a combination of Hebrew and Spanish. Those of you who know a little Spanish will recognize a few of the words, no doubt. In translation, it's a very beautiful song. In translation, it says, "At 1 o'clock, I was born. At 2 o'clock, I grew up. At 3 o'clock, I took a lover. At 4 o'clock, I got married. Tell me, pretty maiden, where you come from, for I want to know you better. Tell me if you have a lover, and I will make him defend himself." The title of the song, "A La Luna."
Dos men grandes y a las tres comí amante, a las cuatro me casé, a las tres comí amante, a las cuatro. Lo quiero conocer. Dime si tienes amante. Lo haré defender. Dime si tienes amante. Lo
a la una yo nací,
Swami Amante Alasquatro Nefasi.
Thank you very much. Now, as I told you, this is quite a contrast. We didn't have nearly as much activity back in the good old cattle days as they did down in Texas and New Mexico, Oklahoma, Kansas, and some of the states which surround Colorado, including Wyoming and Montana and so forth. But out on our eastern plains and in the southern part of our state, there was a little bit of the cattle industry, and there have been some cowboy songs find their way into the state. This one was originated in Arizona, and how it ever got to Colorado, I don't know, but songs travel fast.
Way up yonder in the Siree Peaks where the yellowjack pine grows tall, Sandy Sam and Rusty Jigs had a roundup away last fall. Every old doggy with flop long ears and didn't brush up by day got his long ears chiseled and his old hide sizzled in a most artistic way. Said Sandy Sam to Rusty Jigs as he throwed his long legs down, I'm getting tired of cowpography and I reckon I'll go to town. So they saddled up and they hit a lope, for it weren't no slight of a ride. Them was the days when a good cowpunch could oil up his inside. Well, they started up at the RJ bar at the top of Whiskey Row and wound up tight sometime that night, some 70 drinks below. Well, the bar turned around and set them up, starting in the other way. Honest to goodness, to tell the truth, the boys got plowed that day. So they started back to the Siree Peaks, packing one hell of a load, when who should they meet but the devil himself, coming prancing down the road. The devil, he said, you cow-punching skunks, you better hunt up your holes. So I'm the devil from the hell's rim rocks, come to gather up your souls. And the devil be damned, said Sandy Sam, as he built his own stagoo. He throwed her out and he caught old Scratch and he had her snubbed down too. Now Rusty Jigs was a Riata man, one hell of a good cow-poke. They flanked and branded old Scratch himself, tied knots in his tail for a joke. So if you ever go riding in the Siree Peaks and you hear one hell of a wail, you'll know it's the devil as he yowls and prowls with the knots tied in his tail.
He is spending all 3 days with us, and it's been a wonderful treat. From the Tampa Recreation Department, the Policy of Pee-wees, under Major Joe Carter's direction. Step up, cousin.
The Pee-wees are going to do a couple international for you. The first one has a setting in Batavia, the Isle of Rogaine. It's a story of fishermen who have gone out, made a good catch. So they held a dance on the village green. The boys didn't get too clean. So they're trying to shake fish scales off on the girls. The title of the dance, Shootledabucks or Shake Your Trousers.
Out a little Swanee River lore, from Odlin's Island, that sits right in the many fingers of the Swanee as it goes into the Gulf down at the town of Swanee, come Mama and Papa Simpson and Cousin Luella Odlin. And where's my friend Marcel Ferguson? Where's Marcel? Oh, yes. Well, yeah, oh, I did. I called Uncle Sam. Come on, Uncle Sam. That's not Santa Claus. That's Uncle Sam. Give him a hand as he comes forward. Yes. Now, you want to get right up to the mic, Cousin Luella.
How to do, folks? I have a question to ask. If anyone can answer it, I was asked it the other time I left here, and I was really shocked because I couldn't answer. Why do we call Swanee River she?
Can you hear her? All right, get right up there.
Why do we call Swanee River she? Do anyone even think about when they say it, they call it she? Have you ever noticed it? When you speak of Swanee River, you say she. Well, she means multiply. And Swanee River multiplies our foodstuff, fish, cooters, and not only for us human beings, but also for birds and fish and so on. So that, I guess, is why the Swanee River is called a she. I studied about it and studied about it. A little bird told me that. That it was what she produced was why she was called a she. I thank you.
Gentlemen, ladies, tell you of a backyarder of the logger. In 1903, started cutting cypress at the mouth of Swanee River, what's known as Hog Island. Pull boat. Had one drum on the pull boat. The houseboat slept on. Taking that wire and pulled it out down there, quarter and a half. Hooked it on a log through that marsh and mud. Pulled that in with one drum. The hands followed that log into the creek, took it off, and pulled that line back out of the Tillman. That lasted about a year. Then the Lukens got it and put two drums on there. One haul back, as they call it. It drawed a little smaller line round and hooked it onto the number one. And so then he pulled off. And that's the way the first logged it. I was right in the midst of it. Saw the manuscript. Saw the day and a half, my partner's yet alive on one tree. How many, I'd love to see the hand, it's plowed an ox. I don't see that.
What did you ask them?
I said, I'd love to see the hand, it's plowed an ox.
Oh. Who out in the audience has plowed an ox? Let's see hands. Any? Oh, there's one. Uncle Sam.
One. Two.
Oh, and here's one over here.
Two.
Have you ever plowed an ox?
Yes, ma'am. Plowed an ox.
And did you ever drive an ox team?
Yes, ma'am.
How many hitched up?
Two.
Two oxen.
And four.
And four.
That's right.
And isn't that the cracking of the whip over the heads of the ox team? Isn't that one of the reasons we got called Florida Crackers?
I think it is.
What a thought.
What a thought. Now the next thing, how many has ground grits meal on a steel mill?
How many of you have ground grits on a steel mill?
Steel mill.
A steel mill. Hand. I see one out there. Oh, two. Got another question?
How many has beat homemade rice with a mortar?
Here's another one. How many of you have beat homegrown rice out in the mortar with the mortar in a hollowed out stump?
That's right.
Well, you would, Jezebel. She's done everything.
Yeah. Well, isn't that fine? That's fine.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Well, thank you so much for coming. Thank you so much. Bless your heart. Let's ask Marcel Ferguson, who comes from where the River of May rises. Now, I wonder if you know where that is. You know, it flows north instead of south. It rises in Lake George. And Marcel lives down on the lake. And he, too, has a fish camp and invites you to come down and be with him. Marcel, won't you come sing for us? What are you going to sing?
Thank you, Cousin Thelma.
Pull that up if you want to.
Looks like the rain was going to run us off, didn't it?
Yeah, we're not afraid of a little wetting, though.
A little bit of rain can't worry us.
No, sir.
Now, if I get too close to the mic, well, let me know we're too far away. Now, I don't know much about music, folks, so... I play mostly by letter, Cousin Thelma.
Well, that's fine. That's wonderful.
Just rear back and let her go. You know, I'm a fisherman, a guy down in St. John's River. That's in Putnam County. And we caught a bass yesterday so big they couldn't weigh him.
My land.
The other picture weighed 12 pounds.
Ooh, my land.
That's just a fish tail now. They're not as large as the ones that come out of the Suwannee River. I just saw a big one splash down a while ago. Now I'd like to sing a little bit of Old Black Joe to start with. I think that's one of the loveliest tunes ever written.
Yes, isn't it?
Y'all bear with me now. I don't even know the chord I'm going to start on. Gone are the days when my heart was young and gay. Are my friends from the cotton fields away? Gone from this earth to a better land I know. I hear their gentle voices call. I'm coming, for my head is bending low. I hear the gentle voices call, oh, quite a contrast from the song you just heard. I'd like to sing a little bit of a song that Bob Nolan, Sons of the Pioneers, made popular some years back, Tumbling Tumbleweed. Of course, I can't do it as well as Bob Nolan did, but I'll do my best. See them tumbling down, pledging their love to the ground. Lonely but free I'll be found, drifting along with the tumbling, tumbling wind.
Whatever it is he brought me in this little bundle right here. Maybe it's a piece of that bass he cooked. Now we have three little maidens looking pretty as paints, sitting there ready to sing. Diane Weldon, Marilyn Rain, her cousin, and Carolyn Rain, her cousin, to sing in the folk tradition a trio for us. No doubt, one of their family songs.
We're going to sing I'll Never Get Married at All. Oh, I'll never marry a man that's rich, 'cause he'll get drunk and he'll fall in the ditch. Oh, I'll never marry at all, at all. I'll never get married at all. Oh, she's determined to be a maid. She'll take her cat and she'll sit in the shade. Oh, she'll never marry at all, at all. She'll never get married at all. Oh, I'll never marry a man that's young, for he'll do something and he'll get hung. Oh, I'll never marry at all, at all. I'll never get married at all. Oh, she's determined to be an old maid. She'll take her cat and she'll sit in the shade. Oh, she'll never marry at all, at all. She'll never get married at all. Oh, I'll never marry a man that's poor, 'cause he'll go begging from door to door. Oh, I'll never marry at all, at all. I'll never get married at all. Oh, she's determined to be an old maid. She'll take her cat and she'll sit in the shade. Oh, she'll never marry at all, at all. She'll never get married at all. Oh, we're determined to be old maids. We'll take our cats and we'll sit in the shade. Oh, we'll never marry at all, at all. We'll never get married at all.
And I see another pretty little family group here who have a little song to sing us. The J. Smith family from Jacksonville.
This is an old Southern song by an old Southern family here.
Song that I can sing is Ballin' Cabbage Town.
I used to live on a mountaintop, but now I live in town. Staying at a big hotel and boarding Bessie Brown.
Bombing cash town, boys, turn that whole cake round. The only song that I can sing is Bombing Cabbage Town.
Wish I had a true love, put him on the shelf. Every time he smiles at me, I get up there myself.
Bombing Cabbage Town, boys, turn that whole cake round. The only song that I can sing is Bombing Cabbage Town.
First time I saw my true love standing in the door, doing stocking dinner and bare feet on the floor.
Bombing Cabbage Town, boys, turn that whole cake round.
Once I had an ogre mule named it Morgan Brown. Every afternoon at 5 I brought him up to town.
Bombing Cabbage Town, boys, turn that whole cake round. The only song that I can sing is Bombing Cabbage Town.
If I had a needle and thread fine as I could sew my true love to my side and down the road I'd go.
Bombing Cabbage Town, boys, turn that whole cake round. The only song that I can sing is Bombing Cabbage Town.
Saturday morning, Sunday too, true love on my mind. Monday morning, early and soon, the boys may get me fine.
Bombing Cabbage Town, boys, turn that whole cake round. The only song that I can sing is Bombing Cabbage Town.
Thank you. We've had one about food. I'll sing a little short one now about drink. But we must remember it's in a serious mood. It was early last December, as near as I remember, I was walking down the street in tipsy pride. No one was I disturbing as I lay down by the curbing, and a pig walked up and lay down by my side. As I lay there in the gutter, thinking words I could not utter, a lady passing by was heard to say, "You can tell a man who boozes by the company he chooses." And the pig got up and slowly walked away.
Another extra special super deluxe singer, Ruth Neal, who hasn't been with us for a spell. Where in the world have you been, cousin?
I'm coming.
All right, well, that's good. Ruth Neal of Gainesville.
Thelma, excuse me, I just took a piece of candy in my mouth.
Oh, well, that's all right. Spit it out.
It's done. As usual, I don't know what to sing. Would you like a fast song or a slow song? I was going to sing the slow one, but... Well, I'll sing Casey Jones. And those of you who wanted to a fast song, please join me on the chorus. The chorus isn't hard, and I'd be very happy to have you sing with me. This is a man's song, by the way. Women shouldn't sing men's songs, but I guess you'll forgive me since you got me into this. This is a famous ballad of a famous man called John Luther Jones, I believe. He was a He was a railroad man, and he happened to run a train too fast. Came to a bad end, but a very exciting one. Casey Jones.
Come all you rounders, for I want you to hear the ballad of the strange engineer. Casey Jones was the rounder's name on a big eight-wheeler of a mighty fame.